The 37 Bodhisattva Practices by Nolchu Tugme Zengpo. Homage to Lokeshwara. At all times I prostrate with respectful three doors of body, speech, and mind to the Supreme Guru and the Protector Shenrezig, who, through realizing that all phenomena neither come nor go, make single-minded effort for the sake of all sentient beings. The perfect Buddhas, source of benefit and happiness, arise from accomplishing the sublime Dharma, and as that accomplishment depends on knowing the Dharma practices, I will explain the Bodhisattva's practices. 1. At this time, when the difficult-to-gain ship of leisure and fortune has been obtained, ceaselessly hearing, pondering, and meditating, day and night, in order to liberate oneself and others from the ocean of cyclic existence, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 2. The mind of attachment to loved ones wavers like water. The mind of hatred of enemies burns like fire. The mind of ignorance, which forgets what to adopt and what to discard, is greatly obscured. Abandoning one's fatherland is the Bodhisattva's practice. 3. When harmful places are abandoned, disturbing emotions gradually diminish. Without distraction, virtuous endeavors naturally increase. Being clear-minded, definite understanding of the Dharma arises. Resorting to secluded places is the Bodhisattva's practice. 4. Long-associated companions will part from each other. Wealth and possessions obtained with effort will be left behind. Consciousness, the guest, will cast aside the guest house of the body. Letting go of this life is the Bodhisattva's practice. 5. When evil companions are associated with, the three poisons increase. The activities of listening, pondering, and meditation decline, and love and compassion are extinguished. Abandoning evil companions is the Bodhisattva's practice. 6. When sublime spiritual friends are relied upon, one's faults are exhausted, and one's qualities increase like the waxing moon, holding sublime spiritual friends even more dear than one's own body is the Bodhisattva's practice. 7. What worldly god, himself also bound in the prison of cyclic existence, is able to protect others? Therefore, when refuge is sought, taking refuge in the undeceiving triple gem is the Bodhisattva's practice. 8. The subduer said that all the unbearable suffering of the three lower realms is the fruition of wrongdoing. Therefore, never committing negative deeds, even at peril to one's life, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 9. The pleasure of the triple world, like a dewdrop on the tip of a blade of grass, is imperiled in a single moment. Striving for the supreme state of never-changing liberation is the Bodhisattva's practice. Ten. When mothers who have been kind to one since beginningless time are suffering, what's the use of one's own happiness? Therefore, generating the mind of enlightenment in order to liberate limitless sentient beings is the Bodhisattva's practice. 11. All suffering, without exception, comes from wishing for one's own happiness. Perfect Buddhas arise from the altruistic mind. Therefore, completely exchanging one's own happiness for the suffering of others is the Bodhisattva's practice. 12. Even if others, influenced by great desire, steal all one's wealth or have it stolen, dedicating to them one's body, possessions, and virtues accumulated in the three times is the Bodhisattva's practice. 13. Even if others are going to cut off one's head when one is utterly blameless, taking upon oneself all their negative deeds by the power of compassion is the Bodhisattva's practice. 14. Even if someone broadcasts throughout the billion worlds all sorts of offensive remarks about one, speaking in turn of that person's qualities with a loving mind is the Bodhisattva's practice. 15. Even if in the midst of a public gathering, someone exposes faults and speaks ill of one, humbly paying homage to that person, perceiving him as a spiritual friend, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 16. Even if someone for whom one has cared as lovingly as his own child regards one as an enemy, to cherish that person as dearly as a mother does an ailing child is the Bodhisattva's practice. 17. Even if influenced by pride, an equal or inferior person treats one with contempt, respectfully placing him like a guru at the crowns of one's head is the Bodhisattva's practice. 18. Though one may have an impoverished life, always be disparaged by others, afflicted by dangerous illness and evil spirits, to be without discouragement, and to take upon oneself all the misdeeds and sufferings of beings is the Bodhisattva's practice. 19. Though one may be famous and revered by many people, or gain wealth like that of Vaishravana, having realized that worldly fortune is without essence, to be unconceited is the Bodhisattva's practice. 20. If outer foes are destroyed while not subduing the enemy of one's own hatred, enemies will only increase. Therefore, subduing one's own mind with the army of love and compassion is the Bodhisattva's practice. 21. Indulging sense pleasure is like drinking salt water. However much one indulges, thirst and craving only increase. immediately abandoning whatever things arise to clinging and attachment, is the Bodhisattva's practice. Appearances are one's own mind. From the beginning, mind's nature is free from the extremes of elaboration. Knowing this, not to engage the mind in subject-object duality, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 23. When encountering pleasing sense objects, though they appear beautiful like a rainbow in summertime, not to regard them as real and to abandon clinging attachment is the Bodhisattva's practice. 24. Diverse sufferings are like the death of a child in a dream. By apprehending illusory appearances as real, one becomes weary. Therefore, when encountering disagreeable circumstances, viewing them as illusory is the Bodhisattva's practice. 25. If it is necessary to give away even one's body while aspiring to enlightenment, what need is there to mention external objects? Therefore, practicing generosity without hope of reciprocation or positive karmic results is the Bodhisattva's practice. 26. If lacking ethical conduct, one fails to achieve one's own purpose, the wish to accomplish others' purpose is laughable. Therefore, guarding ethics devoid of aspirations for worldly existence is the Bodhisattva's practice. 27. To Bodhisattvas who desire the pleasures of virtue, all those who do harm are like a precious treasure. Therefore, cultivating patience, devoid of hostility, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 28. Even hearers and solitary realizers, who accomplish only their own welfare, strive as if putting out a fire on their heads. Seeing this, taking up diligent effort, the source of good qualities, for the sake of all beings, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 29. Having understood that disturbing emotions are destroyed by insight, possessed with tranquil abiding, to cultivate meditative concentration, which perfectly transcends the four formless absorptions, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 30. If one lacks wisdom, it is impossible to attain perfect enlightenment through the other five perfections. Thus, cultivating skillful means, with the wisdom that doesn't discriminate among the three spheres, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 31. If having merely the appearance of a practitioner, one does not investigate one's own mistakes, it is possible to act contrary to the Dharma. Therefore, constantly examining one's own errors and abandoning them is the Bodhisattva's practice. 32. If, influenced by disturbing emotions, one points out another Bodhisattva's faults, oneself is diminished. Therefore, not speaking about the faults of those who have entered the great vehicle is the Bodhisattva's practice. Because the influence of gain and respect causes quarreling and the decline of the activities of listening, pondering, and meditation, to abandon attachment to the households of friends, relations, and benefactors is the Bodhisattva's practice. 34. Because harsh words disturb others' minds and cause the Bodhisattva's conduct to deteriorate, abandoning harsh speech, which is unpleasant to others, is the Bodhisattva's practice. 35. When disturbing emotions are habituated, it is difficult to overcome them with antidotes. By arming oneself with the antidotal weapon of mindfulness to destroy disturbing emotions such as desire the moment they first arise is the Bodhisattva's practice. 36. In brief, whatever conduct one engages in, one should ask, what is the state of my mind? Accomplishing others' purpose through constantly maintaining mindfulness and awareness is the Bodhisattva's practice. 37. In order to clear away the suffering of limitless beings, through the wisdom realizing the purity of the three spheres, to dedicate the virtue attained by making such effort for enlightenment is the Bodhisattva's practice. Following the speech of the Sublime Ones on the meaning of the sutras, tantras, and their commentaries, I have written the 37 Bodhisattva practices for those who wish to train on the Bodhisattva's path. Due to my inferior intellect and poor learning, this is not poetry that will please scholars. Yet as I have relied upon the sutras and the speech of the Sublime Ones, I think the Bodhisattva practices are not mistaken. However, because it is difficult for one of inferior intellect, like myself, to fathom the depth of the great deeds of Bodhisattvas, I beseech the Sublime Ones to forbear my errors, such as contradictions and incoherent reasoning. By the virtue arising from this, may all sentient beings become, through excellent conventional and ultimate bodhicitta, like the protector Shenrezig, who does not abide in the extremes of existence or peace. This was written for the benefit of himself and others by the monk Togme, an exponent of scripture and reasoning, in a cave in Nulchu Rinchen.